We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're so glad to see you in the Lord's house. It's a very special day for us as we are emphasizing the home and the family with Dr. Ron Williams. But before we begin our service, I want to draw your attention to 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 9. We began this last week, and I want to continue with it, of four keys that David gave to his son Solomon on how he would be a success in what God wanted him to be, and that was king of Israel. And he said, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father." That was the first thing that had to be done. Solomon had to know God and know Him intimately. That was behind that word. And then the second thing that he shares in this verse, "and serve Him with a perfect heart." The word "serve" is the word that's also translated in the Old Testament, worship. And worship the Lord with a perfect heart, a heart of integrity. You know, the word integrity has really lost a lot of meaning in these days. People don't really know what it means. They say, "Well, that sounds like a fancy word. I don't know what that means." But it simply means you actually being what people think you are. That's integrity. You actually being what people think you are. And the Lord desired for Solomon to worship Him with a heart of integrity, to come before Him. So many times the only reason that we come to God is because we've got a problem that we can't solve. Or we've got some mounting issue that has to be dealt with, and then in our scraping together our last bit, we say, "Oh Lord, You've got to help me in this particular situation." That's not worshiping God with a heart of integrity. That's running to God because you have an emergency. You treat God like 911. And God's not in that kind of business. God wants you to come with Him with a heart of integrity and worship Him. Do you have that kind of heart this morning? I trust that you have. I hope that you've come with a desire today. Say, "Lord, You speak to my heart, and Lord, I will obey whatever You show me from Your Word." That's a heart of integrity. And so that's the desire that we should have this morning as we gather together to worship Him.